Hello.
Hi, that's calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise you to call. It's been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file for unemployment, and when I got to a certain point, I got had an error, and it says I needed a call. I couldn't go any further.
Okay. And what's your Social Security number?
424-86-6132.
And verify your name and date of birth for me.
Donna F. Haynes, August 10th, 1965.
Okay. All right, and what's your mother's maiden name before
Ward,
marriage?
WARD, Ward.
It's her first, what's her first name?
Ellen Joyce.
Okay, what's your driver's license number?
497-3224.
Okay, and you say your name again is?
Donna F., middle name Frank, well, middle initial F is in Frank, Haynes, Haynes.
Okay. And this female talking with a female, right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you file a claim in 2021?
No, I did not. I have not been unemployed for about 30 years. I mean, I've changed employers, but never been unemployed where I needed to file a claim.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. And you said, what's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
Ward,
WRD?
WARD. Yes.
Okay, all right. And who is your employer that you're filing
It
for?
was Renaissance Bank.
And before that was.
Before Renaissance Bank was Bancorp South. That was in 2017.
Okay. see. You said Bank Corp South?
Yes, BANC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, BANC. Okay.
BANCORP.
Okay. Okay, so you're filing on Renaissance Bank, and your preview was Bank Corp South?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Hold the minute for me, okay?
Oh, okay. Where'd Lucy go? Lucy!
Continue to hold, ma'am, okay?
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna turn that down. Where? I'm on hold. She went outside dragging us along. She went dragging us along. What? Lucy, I'm not going anywhere.
Ma'am, thanks for holding.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I have Donna, D-O-N-N-A, no middle initials here, then Hayes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Date of birth is August 9th, 1965. Is that correct?
No, no, August 10th.
August 10th, 1965?
10th. Yes.
Okay. And have you worked on any other name or social security number?
No, no, no other social security number. And I've been, my last name has been Haynes for 17 years. That was before I got married.
Yes. Okay. All right. And what's your married name? Have you ever filed your married name?
No. This is my, Haynes is my married name. Freaky is my maiden name.
Okay.
And I haven't filed, I've never filed for unemployment before under any name.
Okay. All right. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th.
Any college?
1 year.
Okay. And you say your mother's maiden name is
Ward.
Ward, yeah, okay. So it's different on here, but I think they'll be able to change it. Okay. And driver's license is Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that number?
497-3224.
All right, Alabama 497-3224 is your driver's license. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you if you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
I'd like it direct deposit, please.
All right. Checking or savings?
Checking.
What's your routing number?
062-000019.
And your account?
000-935-2171.
And there's 3 zeros in front of the 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for the routing number, I have 062, and you have 4 zeros behind the 219. Is that correct?
Yes.
And for the account number, I have 3-0-9-35-2-1-7-3. 2-1-7-1. Okay. 000-935-2-1-7-1, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And verify your mailing address for me.
1710 Fieldstone, one word, Circle,
mm-hmm.
Helena, Alabama.
Okay.
35080.
And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Have your address changed since the last time you filed?
Since no,
last
ma'am.
Year?
No, ma'am.
And what's the primary phone number?
205-903-8247.
8247. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
My email address is DOLEFRHA. 1965@outlook.com.
All right. I have the mailing address is 1710 Field Stone. That's Circle. That's FIELDSTONE. That's one word. Circle. CIRCLE. Helena, Alabama. 35080.
35080.
Mm-hmm. 35080. And then the primary number is 205-903-8247. And the email is dolefrha1965@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Security statement course to verify your identity. When filing UC benefits, you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1998 Toyota Camry, 2004 Suzuki Ariel, 05 BMW 3 Series, and 06 Saturn Ion. None of the above.
The 1998 Camry.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Lawn Service Plus, Moulton Allen Warms and Warms, Padilla Electric and Construction, Sheehan's Office Products. None of the above.
Moulton Allen Williams.
Okay. Based on your background, in what county is 913 Urban Eldo Osaldan Route Walk? You ever heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay.
No.
All right. Not familiar. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work in for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? Living on additional wages?
No.
No? Okay. And what's your last day?
December the 9th, 2022.
December the 9th, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business?
No.
And are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Are you currently ready for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts of your normal trade occupation?
No, only first.
Okay. All right. So, you say only first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if saying no, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time you are able to return to full-time work or removed. Okay. So, excuse me. So, they have on here, you can choose from the issues, child care issues, lack of transportation, Social Security recipient, attending school, or other personal obligation.
The reason that I can't work? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the reason that you can't.
Oh, like the other shift? Oh, well, I guess I was thinking about the kind of job I do. It's not typically more than first shift, so I would say yes, any shift. I'd be able to work any time.
Okay. And have you applied for, are you receiving... Okay, you said now, I asked you the question, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, that should be yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, all right.
I apologize.
Okay, have you applied for, are you receiving cooks, workman's compensation, workman's comps due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
You said 50. What's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$15 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
And what's your job description?
A mortgage underwriter.
Okay. All right, so loan officer, insurance writer, loans interview and clerk, credit analysis, financial members, I mean financial managers branch. Which one of those?
I would say the credit analyst. Is that what you, is that
credit
one?
Analyst, yeah.
Okay. Yes, that would probably be the closest.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I'm sorry?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation as a...
Yeah.
Mortgage
underwriter, yes. Yes.
All right. Who was your last separate employer? Renaissance?
Renaissance Bank, yes.
And what's that? What did you perform your work? What city and state?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Do you have a number for a Renaissance?
Oh, 205-967-3000, I think.
Huh. Okay. 205-967-3000. And what's
I'm sorry.
What's your last work day again? You said the 5th.
December 9th, 2022.
Okay. What was your start date with him?
October 17th, 2017.
Okay.
I have a number for the Renaissance Bank.
Okay.
It's 205.
Okay.
716-3475. I wasn't even close.
All right, so let me take that one out. 205-716-3475. 3-4. Okay. 205-716-3475, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your start date, was it this year or last year?
The start date with them was 2017.
Oh, 2017, okay.
Yeah, October 17th, 2017.
Oh, okay, October 12th, okay. Well, let me check that all the way
17th.
Out. Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay at your last day at work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, I do not.
Okay. Have you applied for pension or are you receiving pension from this employer?
No, I have not, and I'm
and
not.
Why are you no longer working, quit, discharged, other lack of work, laid off?
Laid off.
Okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, you say you do want taxes taken out or you don't?
I do want taxes
okay,
taken out.
All right. All right, so you can jot down your temporary PIN number. It's going to be 3265.
Hang on a second. I've got to find something to write with.
Okay, all right.
Let's see if I have something. Okay, what was the PIN number?
3265. Yes, correct.
Okay, 4-digit PIN number, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You know the numbers you need to call?
No, what number?
Okay. All right, starting next week, you're going to call 205-458.
Uh-huh.
2282. Correct. 205-458-2282.
Okay, and why do I need to call this number?
To report your weekly earnings for the previous week. You have to call in every week to report your earnings for the previous week. Yeah. So you can start next week, which is the 18th, and you have to call in every week to report your weekly earnings for the previous week. So when you call in next week, the week of the 18th, you have from Sunday up until that Friday to call in, as long as you get in before that Friday. So you're going to you're going to report your earnings for the previous week, which is this week, okay?
Okay.
This will be your previous week. Now, you can call that number or you can go to the website. The web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. www.labor.alabama.gov. You can call that number or go to the website to file the weekly certification. All right. They're supposed to send you a booklet in the mail within 7 days. If you don't get that booklet in the mail within 7 days, are you concerned about payments or you haven't received payments, you can call the inquiry line. The number is 1-800-361-4524. 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
That's inquiry line, Monday.
Okay. I'm sorry. How do I know if I've been approved?
They're going to send you a letter in the mail, or either you can check your claimant portal page. I'm going to tell you how to get to your claimant portal page.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. So on the inquiry line, you can reach them Sunday through Friday. I mean, Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after in the afternoon, okay?
Okay.
All right. And they also want you to update the online resume. You can go to the Alabama Career Center, or you can go to the website. The web address is Alabama Works. alabama.gov alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
All right, you can call that go to that website, or either you can go to the career center and you're going to update a resume. Okay, so that same website, you can find it under the labor.alabama.gov website also. You go to online services at the top, click on that, and it's going to be a drop-down box. It says Alabama Works, okay? And then to get to your claimant portal page, it has a little updated information on there about the claim. You go to the same website, labor.alabama.gov. You'll see the red box there says claimant. Right underneath the red box, you'll see claimant portal. Click on claimant portal, and then it's going to take you to a login. Then it's going to ask you if you want to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's where you'll find a little updated information if you don't receive a letter in the mail. Now, you might not be able to access it until you call in next week to do the first week of certification, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, anything else I can help you with?
That will be it. I thank you so much for your help.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. I've read the closing statement, correct?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do I do a long reading? I think we just went into getting numbers, yeah, because you had said,
right?
Because you had said what was the number, and then I said, well, I just need it. I think I get it. Okay, so let me read you a closing statement right quick. The closing statements, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FalseNet to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of vacation either by telephone or internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete vacation each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it is 205-458-2282. Your week's survey case can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive your booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Hayes, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center, and happy holidays to you and your family, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.